The Truth News Network. Today's noise giving you heartburn? D-A-N. That's how you spell relief. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Here's Dan Newman.
Not sure how we should spell relief, but I do know we need some relief. I hope and I think we're going to get some this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman, back with you today. And it's Monday. It's back to the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate on Capitol Hill. Today, looks like we're going to have closing remarks. But before we get there, let me ask you a question. You've watched this, many of you, and those of you who couldn't watch or listen to it, check in with us the day after to get the bullet points and our synopsis of what went on in the trial the previous day. What do you think about the way the media have covered the impeachment trial? That's what we're going to visit about today. Let's get started by me asking you a question. Do leftist journalists coordinate their stories? And if they do, how do they do it? I know you've wondered how it just happens that journalists, that's newspaper, magazine, television, radio, and internet, give the same stories on the same days from the same liberal perspective. Those journalists would like for Americans, especially those who classify themselves as liberals, progressives, or leftists, to believe what they report that has been coordinated with others of similar ilk is because what they say is the truth. So why should they not say the same things? If it's the truth, after all, that's what everybody should be reporting, right? Well, let me answer part of my own question. It is coordinated, and the truth has nothing to do with it, and they make no attempts at all to disguise it. They used to. They don't anymore. Have you not noticed that anytime anything politically controversial that comes from Donald Trump in their reports, they often all use one word or one phrase in their reports? They do that. It's not accidental either. So watch and listen to this.
And welcome back to the show. I scream, you scream. You know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
Well, I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, we all, well, you know the rest.
Got it.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, we all know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, we all know the rest of it, right?
I scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, and you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, well, you know the rest.
Well, I scream, well, I think you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, and everybody knows the rest.
I scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, and you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
My goodness, that's nauseating, isn't it? That's not fake, folks. That is the same story, or at least the beginning sentence of a story, that about 15 different news outlets reported using the exact same verbiage. Different networks, different parts of the United States, different types of newscast, all were coordinated. Now, that's an example of what we see and hear all the time. Repeat, 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 and repeat again, to diminish the mental capabilities of their audience members. That's what it's all about. Let me ask you this. Now, you need to listen very closely to this next segment. Have you ever heard of the word journalist? Journalist. It's spelled J-O-U-R-N-O-L-I-S-T. Journalist, sometimes referred to as the J-List, was a private Google group forum, a private chat room, for discussing politics and the news media with 400 left-leaning journalists, academics, and others. Ezra Klein created the online forum way back in February of 2007. He was blogging at the American Prospect at the time. He shut it down June 25th, 2010, that was 3 years later, amid some wide public exposure. Journalists later pointed out various off-color statements made by members of the list denigrating conservatives, as well as seeming conspiracy to prop up Barack Obama. Others defended such comments as being taken out of context or simply a matter of private candor. Whatever, that is an example of exactly what we're speaking about today. It existed formally, and there were 400 left-leaning journalists who were the only people that could get in that chat room and talk about stories and coordinate stories. Politico outed the J-List in a story that blasted the super-secret group of liberal journalists who felt it necessary to not only share their thoughts and ideas, but very obviously coordinated not just stories, but the actual verbiage used within those stories. So, it was shut down in 2010. Is there an heir to Journalist? It was followed by a similar web chat room called Cabal List, C-A-B-A-L-I-S-T. Now, that really doesn't sound too good for a journalist to be using the term cabal in whatever group they participate in. We only know about its creation, their method of communication, which was similar, a chat room, and that it is a private chat entity. Well, you can bet everybody involved learned from J-List that Americans frowned upon a journalist-only chat room to secretly interface with each other, to keep hidden their conspiracies to fix the news for all Americans. And that's exactly what it is. It's fixing. It's putting in a fix. It's coordination. It's making sure everybody's saying the same thing, whether it's truth or false. With no certainty and with the only assumption, I assume this. Notice I prefaced it by saying this is an assumption by me. I've told you for years that news media were coordinating their stories, and we just proved that. But I'm assuming what I'm about to say. If Cabal List is no longer in operation, there is some method still for them to regularly access each other's story sources and discuss who, what, and when stories will be released. It's impossible, folks, that with any regularity, and we see it every day all over the news, we see political stories that say the same things, often with the exact same words and phrases. They're 100% negatively slanted toward, you guessed it, political conservatives of the day, whoever that might be. Normally, it's Donald Trump. How else could this be true? Their news stories and methods of reporting, even their verbiage, is coordinated, folks. That's a natural, normal, logical assumption that we made here. But it goes even deeper. It's not just coordinating the words and the stories, but it's coordinating the coverage. And the Media Research Center has turned up some really fantastic but deplorable numbers from the impeachment trial about major network news coverage. Have those details for you in just a moment. Sit tight. Back right after this at Truth News Network.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Humankind has a problem. Experts estimate 1 in 3 crashes are caused by distracted driving. But nobody listens to the people telling people to stop. What we need is a non-person drivers will actually pay attention to. Introducing Smart Dogs. The first dogs trained to train humans. Smart Dogs will be at their best when you're at your worst. Stopping drivers from liking, selfieing, and whatever this is. These smart dogs are about to be unleashed to keep you from driving dumb.
No, Cedric, no.
So, when will they be available to the public? Never. Smart dogs are not the answer. But Geico has a simple tip. Turn on Do Not Disturb While Driving mode.
This message has been brought to you by Geico.
The truth as only he can tell it. Dan Newman, TNN,
TruthNewsNet.org.
Now let's get one thing straight. The truth that you hear here is the truth. It's documented. It's vetted. It's backed with evidence. It's not my truth. There's no such thing as your truth and my truth. Truth is absolute. You certainly know this by now. That's what you get every time you dial in at Truth News Network, either to listen or to read. We give you facts. Speaking of facts, let's get right back to it. We're talking about the corruption in the U.S. media, talking about the way they coordinate their stories and the way they report stories and the overall news concept that they use. It's all coordinated. Listen to this. We're talking about what happened and what was checked out, researched, and documented by a media research center. This is in the impeachment trial. Between Wednesday, January 22nd, when Democratic House impeachment managers launched their opening arguments, you remember that, that's January 22nd through January 28th, that's a Tuesday as well, when the president's defense team rested, evening newscast reporters and anchors made a total of 34 evaluative statements about the merits and the effectiveness of both sides. You would think that's a great news thing to do. Read, watch, listen, and then analyze fairly and give the truth to your audience. Democratic impeachment managers received a total of 21 evaluative statements from ABC, CBS, and NBC journalists. Of that total, 95% of those, that's 20, touted their efforts and presentations, which means only one of their evaluative comments were negative. That's about the House managers. ABC's World News Tonight, also about the House managers, had 8 positive comments. CBS Evening News had 5. NBC Nightly News had 7. NBC had the only negative comment, just one out of those 3 major networks, one negative comment about the presentation by the House managers. But, as you might expect, in stark contrast, every evaluative statement from reporters and anchors about the merits and effectiveness of Trump's defense team, every single one, were negative. Of the 13 total statements, ABC and CBS each had 5, with NBC pitching in with 3. Every one of them were negative. Now, we won't give you the breakdown of network bias and coverage for each day of the trial, but let's just look at the complete breakdown in day one. That day, the networks covered the Democratic managers for about 25 minutes, actually 24 minutes and 57 seconds. That's compared to the 11 minutes and 34 seconds they gave President Trump's defense team, less than half. The most wildly imbalanced was CBS Evening News. Listen to this, folks. CBS Evening News gave 7 minutes and 42 seconds for Democrats and skimped on Trump's team with 2 minutes and 26 seconds. A slight disparity, wouldn't you say? ABC gave Democrats the most time at 9 minutes and 25 seconds. Contrast that with the 5 minutes and 21 seconds they gave the Trump team. NBC allocated 7 minutes 50 seconds for Democrats while giving 3 minutes 47 seconds to the defense. With the liberal media's demand that Republicans be impartial in hearing the case, it was clearly more of a do as I say, not as I do suggestion. Obviously, they don't want anybody to try to repeat what they do or mimic them because nobody's good enough to, right? As you know, all the trial arguments ended on Friday, and now we're looking at Monday, the day for both sides to make their closing arguments. Americans started on Thursday, began to hear the chorus of excuses given through the weekend in all mainstream media outlets. Now, it started on Thursday when Democrats looking could read the tea leaves and see they were not going to win that vote to extend the trial by calling more witnesses. The Republicans in the Senate were not going to let that happen. So they started ramping up their defense, and it was a unified cry at every corner of the liberal media, you can bet. They parroted Democrats of every political entity, Senate, Congress, all other offices in the U.S. government. Here's what they say. Trump is not going to be acquitted. Why? You must have a trial for there to be an acquittal. That wasn't a trial. You cannot have a trial without witnesses. There were none. So Mr. Trump was not acquitted. That talking point, orchestrated and rolled out through the media to the people by House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Those two at least coordinated the verbiage. I yet don't know what the format will be for closing statements on Monday, later today. But it's a sure bet whichever of the House managers gives a closing will not stray from that Pelosi-Schumer talking point. And they may all get up and give closing remarks. Oh my gosh, it'll be a long, nasty day if that happens. It will be the talking point used by every Democrat member of Congress or on the campaign trail through the 2020 election campaign. That Trump was not acquitted. Every Truth News Network member knows my animus for today's faux journalist. The reporting seen and heard at every level of media has devolved. It's gotten it backwards. It goes backwards. It's not developing. It's not getting any better. It's little more than a supermarket checkout gossip rag now. You know, the National Enquirer. Few are the legitimate and honest news outlets that report the news without spin, without the personal perspective of the journalist, and that does not talk down to the audience members, demeaning the intelligence of those who are looking in, reading, listening. You know, people like you and me, we may be working really hard, working at our home, taking care of our families, our children, and we just have a little bit of time to look in. They don't talk to us. They don't think we're knowledgeable enough to hear and understand. They think we're so stupid that they have to dumb it down for us so that they can make sure we get what they say. And of course, we accept what they say as the truth. Even if these 2020 news representatives don't coordinate their stories and narratives, they release their news in time cycles so that whichever one comes second, third, and after that in story releases, they all use the first story as the template for the negative Trump story of the day. It's been that way for 3.5 years. It's not going to change, folks. It's not going to change. There's no mathematical formula that supports the unity and story content we see and hear so far. It just physically cannot happen. It's all coordinated and all devised to fit the leftist, socialist, anti-Trump, anti-conservative narrative. The reason for this tool? Create and share a falsehood that feeds the liberal perspective that fits whatever story is being disseminated. And then they repeat it. They repeat it. They repeat it again and again, use the same words. It's kind of like they're going to drive it into our skulls until we just automatically accept, oh, that's the way it is. It's kind of that adage, you tell a dog long enough that it's a chicken, someday he's going to cackle and stop barking. Maybe they feel that we're that way. Their default perspective of those who see or hear their reporting is that Trump supporters are ignorant, uneducated boobs, easily tricked because of their inherent lack of perception. Hey, you think I'm being too hard? You think they really don't feel that way?
Kelly has a master's degree in European studies from Cambridge University.
Right.
Also, he doesn't really say that she couldn't identify Ukraine on a map. He insinuates it's just a petty attempt to put her down, right? Is that what this is?
Of course. Of course, he's just trying to demean her, and obviously it's false. And look, he also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump. That wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one, and they're y'all elitists are dumb.
You elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my
math and your reading.
Yeah, your reading, you know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh my God!
But you know what? But it was Rick's fault. I blame Rick.
Oh my God!
But in all honesty, you know what NPR should do?
Why not?
Sorry, hold on. Wait.
Can I tell
give
you
me what, a second? Hold on. Sorry. That was good. Sorry, Rick. That was a good one. I needed that.
That was a good one, Don Lemon. Or Don Lemon, as I prefer to call him, and most other people pronounce L-E-M-O-N as Lemon, of CNN. You know, what I don't understand, I don't think these people are stupid. I think most of them have really good educations, and they've got great training. But why would a news broadcast network, or in this case, a cable network that is international, when you go to any airport in the United States, CNN's broadcasting there, they have a vast audience, at least in that arena. Why would they automatically, purposely alienate at least half of their audience by making fun of those people they need to watch and listen their shows? Maybe they are stupid. I don't know, folks. But I can tell you one thing. Their news is definitely coordinated. Tomorrow we'll have a wrap-up of today's closing statements of both the House managers and President Trump's defense team. We'll have that for you. Any other news that comes along, we'll also have that for you. We won't have any kind of trial activity that we know of on Tuesday. President Trump will deliver on Tuesday evening the State of the Union message to a joint session of the House and the Senate. We'll have notes for you on Wednesday for that. And we understand the actual vote for the acquittal of, or the removal. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. Very few do, but it could be acquittal or removal from the presidency of Donald Trump will happen Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern or 3 o'clock Central. We'll have all of that for you, and there's much, much more. Don't think the Democrats are done, folks. They don't ever feel like they've lost. They feel like any kind of setback they have is nothing more than hitting a speed bump. I don't know how you could classify what this is just as a speed bump. It's been an atrocious debacle at best. But whatever they throw at the wall to see if it sticks, and any other big news that comes out of Washington, we'll have it for you here. So don't go far. Enjoy your day. We'll be back tomorrow at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.